From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's pick to lead the Marine Corps says, don't ask, don't tell, the law banning gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military should not be repealed. NPR's Rachel Martin reports that the comments came on the same day that the Senate is scheduled to hold a key test vote on repealing the law.
General James Amis made the comments during his confirmation hearing before a Senate panel. When asked about the impact of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Amis said he's concerned that unit morale could suffer and the whole thing could become a distraction for troops fighting in Afghanistan. Senate Democrats have attached legislation to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell to a major defense spending bill that funds continuing military operations, including the war in Afghanistan. Senator John McCain is urging the Senate to reject the bill in its current form. He says Congress should wait to vote on Don't Ask, Don't Tell until the Pentagon has finished its own study of how rolling back the law would affect the military. That report is due at the beginning of December. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
A nation pays tribute today to a fallen airman 42 years after his death. Chief Master Sergeant Richard Etchberger's three sons accepted the Medal of Honor on behalf of their father, who died saving at least three comrades while on a secret mission in Laos during the Vietnam War. Moments ago at the White House, President Obama thanked the Etchberger family for its sacrifice.
The greatest memorial of all to Dick Etchberger is the spirit that we feel here today. The love that inspired him to serve, love for his country, and love for his family.
Etchberger's story was kept under wraps for decades because the Laos mission was secret. Hamas officials in Gaza City say Egypt has arrested one of its senior officials for allegedly posing a security threat. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Cairo and reports the recent arrest was over an illegal shipment of walkie-talkies.
Mohammed Dababish was arrested at Cairo International Airport as he returned from a trip to Saudi Arabia. Local news agencies say authorities holding the Hamas official are questioning him about an illegal shipment of walkie-talkies intended for the Gaza Strip. He is also reportedly being asked about the killing of an Egyptian soldier last year in a Gaza border skirmish. Hamas leaders dismissed the allegations as bogus. They point out Dababish in recent months was an official guest of Egypt in talks meant to reconcile rival Palestinian factions. A spokesman for the group in Gaza called his recent arrest an offense to Palestinian-Egyptian relations. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
The FBI is identifying the gunman who attacked a Fort Bliss convenience store as retired Army Sergeant Stephen Drop of El Paso. The 63-year-old opened fire on the store before he was killed by responding officers yesterday. The FBI also says one of the two women wounded has died. This is NPR. A judge overseeing the trial of a self-help author charged with manslaughter has denied a motion to move the case out of northern Arizona. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports a case involves the deaths of three people.
Attorneys for James Arthur Ray, a self-help guru charged with manslaughter, asked to have his trial moved to Phoenix to avoid media attention. However, the judge in the case denied the request. Prosecutors agreed, saying media coverage has been minimal except for the first month of the case. Ray is charged with manslaughter after three people died during a sweat lodge ceremony he hosted during a spiritual retreat near Sedona last October. At least a dozen others were injured during the ceremony when they were overcome by heat. Some survivors say Ray discouraged them from leaving the sweat lodge. Participants paid up to $2,000 to attend the retreat. Ray has pleaded not guilty to the charges. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
The Vatican Bank's two senior officials are under investigation for money laundering. Italian authorities have also frozen $30 million of the bank's funds. In a statement, the Vatican said it was perplexed by the probe and had the utmost faith in the directors of the bank, officially known as Institute for Religious Works. This comes as the Roman Catholic Church is already under fire for its handling of a sex abuse scandal involving priests and children in several countries over recent decades. Here's the latest from Wall Street. Dow is down 5 points at last check at 10,748. NASDAQ down 7 at 2,348. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.